world, no stick of breathing men, no sound, only the living nearness of the soul. As thus she passed in that mysterious place, through room and home, through door and hall door, she felt herself made one with all she saw, a sealed identity within her book. She knew herself the beloved of the Supreme. These gods and goddesses were he and she, the adorer and adored, self-lost and one.